Okay. So today I chose, I think I started the recording. Is it recording? Let me try again. Yep. Okay, we're recording. Sorry. I chose this quote because I was thinking from last week and wanting to continue from that. The idea of centering. And so what I'd like you to do right now is just go back to your breath. Again, sit back in your chair, lie down, wherever you're most comfortable, and just take a couple easy breaths. And as we think of this centering process, and we think of the fall, and I think back about trying to really tune into self, I thought of this quote. I use this a lot at the end of the resiliency training. There's no such thing as a problem without a gift for you in its hand. You seek problems because you need their gifts. By Richard Bott. And what I thought about this is we're kind of beginning this journey. We've been in one, the problem. I wouldn't say we sought out COVID-19. It was certainly presented to us. But what I've heard from so many is the last 6 to 7 months have been really challenging. They've been really hard. There's been a lot thrown at all of us in many different ways, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, in all aspects of our well-being. As we recenter and we look forward to this next 6 months, to this next year, many people are feeling overwhelmed. They feel like they've given everything they've had. And I'd like to take the time today and not look forward, but have you reflect back in this journey on all the positives, all the gifts that have come in the last 6, 7 months. Life has changed. And so as we breathe and as we center, we're going to start to focus on some of that. So again, if you will take another deep breath. Inhale and exhale. And bring the breath in and all through the body, and then slowly exhale. You might notice your shoulders start to relax, your back, your legs. You might sit back in your chair a little more. Feel your body kind of sink into the chair, to the floor. And this time on your breath, I'd like you to take the breath and travel it through your body. We're going to bring it in through the nose and mouth, breathing it up into the sinus, into the top of the head, around the spine, down to the neck and shoulders, down the back, all the way down the spine, through the hips, through the legs, to the tip of your toes. And then exhaling back out from the tip of the toes all the way up, pulling that air up and out through your abdominal, and exhale. So again, traveling that air, nice, slow, deep breaths. All the way in, all the way around the spine, down through the tips of your toes, and exhale out. Take two more deep, relaxing breaths, swirling through your body, just noticing how your body feels. Different parts of the body, the fingers, the toes, the neck, the shoulders, the back. And with each breath, relaxing a little bit more into your chair or on the floor. And now I'd like you to, as you think about your body, is there a place that maybe feels a little more tense, a little tight, a little restricted. And I'd like you to breathe that breath into that area. Bring it in. Circulate the air through, almost in a cleansing motion. Feel it cool or calm. Feel it sort of release the tension. And then on the exhale, take all that tension and stress back out with the breath. And exhale it out. And do that one more time. Go back to that same spot. Bring the breath there. Allow it to heal that area, to bring exactly what it needs at this moment in time. And picking up any toxins, any tightness, anything, and release that out through your breath. And we'll have you do one more scan. Is there one more spot? Maybe the neck, maybe your shoulders, maybe an elbow or a knee or a hip. One more place that could use your attention. Take a deep breath. Bring that air right to that place. Again, trusting that the breath has the healing you need for that area. Whatever allows it to feel calm, to feel relaxed, to feel pain-free. Breathe it in and then exhale and pull all the tensions and the toxins and anything that might be in there. And as before, take one more breath and go back to that spot. Bring that breath in. Cleanse it through, wrap it around, healing that area. And allow it to release. Notice how your body feels, hopefully a little bit heavier, a little bit more relaxed, a little more calm. And this time, we're going to focus a little on the emotional. Let's go bring that breath into the heart. The heart beats physically every day, bringing us life by circulating blood and oxygen to our working body. The heart also holds all the emotion that we store from our experiences, from our beliefs, from our perceptions, from things that we notice. Bring that healing breath into your heart. Allow it to expand and open, to know the joy and the peace and the love that we all have to give and to receive. Breathe out. And again, on the inhalation, bringing the fresh, clear, crisp breath in to heal the heart and the emotions tied to it. And slowly exhaling out. And this time, just bring the breath in wherever you need it, wherever you want it to be. And exhale. As you continue to focus on the breath, I'd like you to think back in this calm place of all the things that have happened in the last 7 months, but not the tough. I'd like you to think of the gifts. What have been gifts out of tragedy, out of loss, What have you gotten to do that you weren't able to do? As life sped up, in many ways, it slowed down in others. What did you find in the slowing? What gifts came for you during this time? Again, breathing slowly. See the goodness that you have in your life, even in the midst of the chaos of the environment. Take another deep breath. Of all those things that you have in your mind, what stands out? What are those things you want to take with you? And when I say take with you, bring forward into this next time. Bring forward into the winter. Bring forward into the next semester, into the end of this semester. What lessons and what gifts are there? Feel the joy, feel the love, feel the connection that came during this time. Allow your heart to open, to feel those, to let go of some of that sadness, some of the emotion, whatever that emotion may be, to release that on the exhale and bring the joy and the love and the peace from the gifts that you've received. Again, take three more slow, deep, relaxing breaths. Bring them into the body. Think of pulling them into the abdomen, any area of the body that might need a little more attention. Swirling it through and slowly exhaling. Relax your shoulders one more time. Let your body release all tension on that final breath. And as you go forward for this week, think about the things that you will take with you, the gifts that you know you received in the last 6 months. The gifts that you want to hold on to and allow them to guide you. If you bring your attention back to the room you're in and open your eyes, take another breath, and that will end our session for today. If anyone would like to share what gifts came up and put those in chat, we would love to see.